All right, I'd like to call this meeting of the Finance Board to order. Do we have an adoption of the agenda?
So moved.
Second.
Motion made by Mr. Garcia, seconded by Ms. Lynn Herr. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Chair votes aye. Motion passes 3-0. I'll now open the floor for anybody that has a public comment. Anybody wishing to speak, please keep your comments for 3 minutes on topic directed to the board. Since we're the only ones in the room, I'm going to assume I can now close the first round of public comment. Alrighty, approval of the minutes of preceding meeting.
I move that we approve the minutes as written. I don't see any errors or any corrections.
I didn't see any. Motion once again made by Mr. Garcia, seconded by Ms. Lynn Herr. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Chair votes aye. Motion passes 3-0. Alrighty, we move forward with the discussion on item A, combined bank balances history update.
All right, let's see if we can make this so we can all see it. All right, currently we've got, well, as of the end of February, $15,702,710. You can see that we, when taxes kicked in, we have a significant amount of money that came in, and that's our investment situation right now. Doug Urbanski from MBS emailed yesterday and said, if we're going to buy CDs, do it now. Mm-hmm. Because obviously, with everything going on, rates are dropping.
Can you do one thing? I just want to see. I want to see what February and January looked like last year. What the total balances were, just out of curiosity. And go back to up one more this December. So we're at 19, 15, 12, and then go back down again. So we're at 19, 15, 15. Okay. So that could just be timing. So we're keeping similar balances. Yeah. So it's not like our overall.
Yeah, and Mike, if we could just kind of squish together A and C on the agenda, if you're okay with that.
Yeah.
Because they kind of go together. So yeah. In our last meeting, we kind of, I thought we had come to an agreement that we'd keep a general fund balance of about $5 million and then get the rest invested either in VIP or in MBS, and it doesn't look like we were able to do that. Linda, can you kind of give us some heads up on
the
why?
The February balance you're looking at
I'm looking at the November balance.
Oh, the November?
Yeah, we should have, when the money came in from the taxes, I mean, this was, I thought, was the intent of our conversation at the last meeting, was to move all of that except for $5 million in general fund into either VIP or MBS. And we didn't do that, and it looks like we lost out on potentially $5 million worth of investment for 3 months. That's pretty significant.
Yeah, because we said we wanted to hold 2 months worth, so we got that, because anything else we can get our hands on quicker.
I wasn't sure about the
exact
number.
To go ahead and come in behind there.
But the minutes showed it at 5 million was the number that we had talked about.
Yeah, the nice thing with the VIP is, I mean, that money you can pull out.
Yeah, anytime.
You can pull out daily. Right. So, I mean, we should hopefully.
But, you know, if we had a $5 million, a $5 million balance in there, that's.
I wish I could see that.
Normally $5,000.
You can't see.
Wait a minute. That's okay.
Having a hard time too, buddy.
Well, just out of as an example, I guess. If
there you
had,
go. I got
that's what you had in there.
Right.
In January. And that's, you can see what the earnings were, and you can see the prior month.
So it was 12,000, whereas the prior 2 months you could have.
On the other side of it, Mike, the far corner, one more over. The earnings are on the right hand side.
Yeah, I'll show you.
Color.
So the earnings are, so that's what the balance was, that's what the earnings were. So balance, earnings.
Right, well, go over to November, Marianna, to the actual how much we had. I think this may be the month we had to pull a pile out.
November we had 12.
Yeah.
It's the previous month.
Okay. I knew
October.
1 month, man, I had to pull everything I had out.
October was
because of you all.
A low month. Well, that
works. Trust me, you can't fuss me no more than anybody else.
Yeah,
that's why I make a big
You know, with the What's the process for moving the money from Wells into VIP and back again, Linda?
I just have to do a transfer.
So, I mean, is that a day thing? Is that you do it today and it shows up tomorrow?
Basically, yes. Yeah.
Is there any reason we can't be more aggressive on that? I just hate leaving money in Wells Fargo
right.
because they're a piece of crap. Right?
Money on the table.
No, I just don't like Wells Fargo to start with. They have not been, they just fired two of their board members because of the bullshit that they did for the last 5 years, the fraud that they committed. Two of their board members just got fired.
Well, even besides that, it's clear if you keep some money in VIP, we're going to get some better interest earnings off.
The only thing I can do with the VIP, I can move part of that $8 million over to VIP today. But the only thing is, I have almost $4 million coming out to pay school payroll. And then I don't know what their bills are. Nobody gives me a projection of anything other than Liz has been really good about the wires.
Yeah, she'll give me a. She tries to give you plenty of notice.
Yes, she will.
Some of those are big, and we want to make sure you don't get blindsided by millions
right.
of dollars of wires.
Would it be possible to do it maybe? And I'm not saying doing it daily, but it would be possible to do it more than once a month, maybe.
Oh, yeah.
Just because, I mean, even if you had, say, let's just say, hypothetically, like right now, let's just say the balance is 8.6 million. Well, say you move 3 million in. Say it's even in there for 15 days. I mean, that's still, you know, some significant interest that'll come back to the county. And like I said, you know, daily, that may be a pretty aggressive, but if it would be good if it could be maybe more frequently than monthly.
I just moved $50,000 out of BB&T over into multibank.
Yeah.
So that's only that's $15,000 left in there.
Okay.
Yeah. So I mean the current interest we're earning in VIP looks to be about four times greater than what Wells is paying us. Because we have a $5 million balance, we made $7,200. We had an $8 million balance, and we made $1,000. So, since it's an easy move. I don't know about workload wise, but technically, since it's an easy move, I'd like to be able to see us maximize the amount of earnings that we make in VIP and multibank, as opposed to leaving it sit there and allowing Wells Fargo or whatever bank, not just Wells Fargo, allowing the bank to use the float without paying us for it.
Well, and the one thing, too, you got to keep in mind, too, I mean, if we have to then be mindful of what happens, because we budget interest earnings based upon what we expect mm-hmm. the projection to be, based upon what mm-hmm. we see the balances to be. So if there's a month that it doesn't happen, then we could be under budget in our revenue projections.
Mary Hannah, mm-hmm. is there any way you guys know prior to 2 weeks before those wires come in? You know, I'm going to have to take a wire out. Do we have anything big
oh, yeah.
coming up in April?
April, you should have small.
April,
you
we have a couple of
small
things.
Debt service
I
payments.
Sound,
you're not talking millions and millions
no.
and millions.
Me with $2 million.
No. We have a schedule that tells you all the way out for years. I mean, you know, that's why we try to let you know far enough ahead of time that you can plan for it. But I can certainly send that to you so you know.
Yeah, that would help. So then I would know.
Yeah, I mean, generally the big months where big debt service goes out, we've got the bulk of it in July.
July,
you've got most of it. You've got a little bit in October, which is small.
A little bit
another some big chunks in January, and then a little bit in April.
Yeah, besides January that, and July are the big ones.
Yeah, because see, the two I just did, they were only like $70,000.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's the April stuff or
yeah.
March stuff.
So, yeah.
Yeah, they're not big, but January and July are the two big ones. But yeah, I can certainly send you one.
Because I know the school's a huge chunk, and then we have,
yeah, We just got in, I think, 1.9 for Zion Crossroads.
Yes.
Liz,
yes.
Let y'all know that was coming.
Yes.
And that's not reflected in here.
That was March.
That's money that came from the draw.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we drew from the debt proceeds, and we're going to probably going to have another one before you know it, too.
Yeah, and then we're going
to
be done.
Yeah, see, and I just, I'm really sensitive to the fact that we had been doing so well, and then we kind of like got off track and off kilter back in.
Well, we just got to make sure that we stay on top of it, and every little bit truly helps. And, you know,
I mean, I know it's extra work, Linda, but if we can figure out a way to minimize the balance in the checking account, the ADB, you know, so you're gonna have it'd be more of a management tool for you. So even if you did it every 2 weeks, so you either move money in or move money out every 2 weeks. I mean, is there anything that comes up payment wise that says Mariana tells you that you got to pay it tomorrow?
No. The only thing that...
Hopefully not.
The only thing we can't give her a heads up on is AP, because we don't know how much AP is going to be till we run it.
And see, the schools are the same way, social
services. Yeah, but accounts payable is never that.
No, our accounts
payable is
not. But
that's generally a net 30 anyway, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. And so, you know, our AP is running...
Every week.
It runs every week. I'd have to go pull one to take one.
I mean, yeah, but your last one was $190,000.
Yeah, so it's not a huge amount of money.
It's not seven digits.
No.
The only time it is if they have a big payment.
Like a...
Well, that's the January or the
only time.
No. That's separate.
It's usually under $200,000.
Yeah.
So can you shrink that a little bit and show us the running balances from... July of 17.
Just make it one small so you can see, see the months too.
Mike needs to have glasses. I need new ones.
I just need not to lose my glasses when I get there.
Scroll over. Oh,
okay, Michael.
That's terrible.
Let's do this.
Teach
you want to see the months and then the total balance?
Well, we can see.
I just want to see the running balance.
Okay, so that starts at May of 17. So we'll just go over here. Can everybody see them?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good.
Okay, there's May of 17 starting here. May, June, July.
Yes, probably.
Now, what is April? Let's look at April normally.
You know, just do this. Well, you want to look at each account?
No, I just want to see what
he wants the balance.
So let's do this. Just hide everything from M over to the month, just so we can see the total balance and see the months.
Yeah, there you go.
That's fine.
Okay. So, can everybody see that?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, we had...
that's in fiscal year 17.
Yeah, so low balance was October, right?
Yeah. October is usually always the low balance.
April.
And then
April. Yeah.
Because there's hard... Well,
that's hard.
They're the same. I mean, they're 6 months apart.
Yes. Yes. Right,
that's that yep. 6 months.
That's it. That's when
right before the bills go out.
Yeah.
So if that 1.86...
Then you're paying more of the county share on state reimbursements and stuff, too. That we.
So in April of 17, that 1.86, if you had had everything invested, and it looked like you did, so we had $7 million invested then.
Yep.
All right, so can you keep scrolling forward, Mariana? Mm-hmm. And then September was low balance.
October,
but again,
which is always...
But well, no, again, so, you had $8 million invested.
Yep.
And then in October, you dropped it down to $4 million. Probably some payments were due.
That's the bad months.
And then November and December and January, we were down to $4 million invested.
And January's the payment.
And then April, we were back up to $6 million invested.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
April of last year?
Yep.
At 18.
And then you got really aggressive at the beginning of the year, right?
Yep.
And we had almost $10 million invested in July, $13 million in August, $12 million in September, and $7 million in October. And I think that's where we should shoot for, is to try to keep those non-essential funds invested as long as possible.
And right there in 19, you're the same way. I mean, we're in good shape in 19 because you got, well, hell, that's $13 million invested in January.
Now go down to the next one, and then you go down to...
And then we get wonky. See, in...
June.
September.
Yeah, I'm looking at June.
Yeah, June we had 4 million, and that was, I think that was a timing issue more than anything.
Right.
Yeah.
Because we had, it looks like we had a lot of payments go out.
Yeah, you get a lot of payments coming in too, yeah. Right?
That's the big debt services.
But then you look at September, we're down to 4. October, we're down to 1.5.
Well, September is not, that can't be avoided.
No. I'm just looking at what the balance invested is, and then November, we're still at 2, but we got 12 million.
Well, we had two million invested in November and December.
Yeah, but
and
we
so
have
that should have been 7 or 8 million if you could look at the track record from before.
In December, So
that was my concern when I saw the numbers, that we just weren't as aggressive as we could have been, and as a result, we probably left $30,000 on the table. So, anyway, that's my 3 cents worth.
Oh, yeah, I know.
So, do we want to do anything with
CDs? So, is BB&T off the table now as a bank?
BB&T does not have
cost recovery.
Yeah, but they just went to partnership with somebody.
They merged with SunTrust. They're going to become Truist.
Right.
But they haven't yet changed the name.
So, are they not... Did we move from them to Wells Fargo?
No, we've been with Wells Fargo.
That's what I thought. Yeah. I thought there was a move to move us to BB&T.
There was.
Then they don't have the automated services that Wells Fargo has.
Got it. JP Morgan is in Charlottesville now.
Hmm. So is SunTrust.
Well, SunTrust is Truist now.
Well, correct.
Yeah. Downtown Charlottesville. I got a client who works for them. They just opened the retail branch. So anyways, I just think it's all possible we should be more aggressive.
Well, so at this point, so scroll back down. So at this point, any idea what the balance is today, roughly?
Well, just go to the far end, just see what it was.
I'm just talking more like Wells Fargo. What
as of yesterday, it was 8,265.
8.2, and then you said we have.
No, that's got that 1.9 in it.
That's the 1.9. Okay.
That's in it, because that already came in.
Okay, so 8.2 shrinks to 6.3.
And you got, what did you say, 3.5 coming out?
Almost 4.
Almost 4 million.
That still gives you enough leverage. If you brought the general fund down to 6, you could still invest 2 million more in VIP.
Well, yeah, and you could even invest a little bit more if you wanted to do it for when's the payroll? It's the 20th.
All right.
They will
now, Mariana keeps asking about CDs. Do we want to do CDs right now?
I just asked because of the interest rates, but I mean, you're locking up money when you do that.
So yeah, you're locking it up long term, and then when I have to.
Well, longer term.
And we have how much locked up right now, long term?
1.2.
Yeah.
I only mention it because I keep getting emails saying that this.
How close is VIP to that?
Well, look at the difference. We're drawing. We got 1.2, and we're making 3,000 versus 5.3, and we're making 7. So a little bit better in MBS, but not significant.
It's not significant.
But
That's what I'm saying. I mean, we might sacrifice $300 on $1 million,
but at least we wouldn't be showing
$500 on $1 million.
But at least we would be showing the citizens that we were being good stewards.
Well,
and trying to maximize
continuing to drop right now. Now, hopefully, after this whole Corona scare goes, it'll change, but it's dropping significantly.
But if it's dropping on the VIP and the MBS side, it's also going to drop on the Wells side.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yes.
Because the overnight rate is going to go down. They've already cut the overnight rate by 0.5% mm-hmm. last week. Yep. So, not that they have much more to go, but anyway, so my recommendation is that, Linda, you figure out what the minimum balance you need in general, and then put the rest in VIP. And I don't know if we need that as a motion or if we just...
I don't think we need that as a motion.
Well, yeah, and let me just bring one thing up, too, for the finance board to consider, too. So
So as we said, we've been continuing to pull out funds for the Zion's Crossroads project. Well, we've got a budget supplement going before the board to start paying for the cash piece of it once these debt proceeds, because we have how much left? A million?
It's going to be gone in
weeks. $1 million will be gone, will be requisitioned in weeks. And then what's going to happen, probably start coming in April and May, we're going to
start paying cash.
We're going to start paying cash.
To the tune of $2.75 million.
Yeah.
For the year?
Yeah.
For the remainder,
for the remainder of the project.
So that's probably October, November.
Okay.
Now, it may not be 2.75, but it could potentially be 2.75.
But again, that's not something that you're going to get notified today
and you have to
pay it tomorrow.
No.
It's going to start coming in as AP,
right.
And we're going to start running.
You're going to start seeing the cash balance for these next, those months going down because
you'll be
getting
it through AP. It's going to be $1 million here and, well, maybe $500,000
maybe $750 a month or something extra.
Yeah, so it'll be fairly significant. I mean,
but it'll be manageable.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Just understand it's coming out of the bank account.
Yeah.
And nothing will be going back in and replace it as it has in the past.
Well, no, that's not true.
Well,
it depends on what the board approves for a tax rate.
Debt service
will
not be going back in there to replace it as it has before.
When the board approves, as always, when the board approves the budget, whatever tax rates they approve for this fiscal year always affects the June taxes. So we always get that kind of 6-month swing if the tax rate is a little higher than it was last year. Which will affect,
So when are we paying our first cash?
Well, we still have about $1 million for...
So it's probably not going to be till July anyway.
No, it'll probably be May.
No, it's going to be probably May. That's why we had to go to the board. We were trying to delay it until July and do it with the budget, but we're going to run out of money before then, out of the debt proceeds.
The board's going to... There's a public hearing on the budget supplement in mid-April.
Now, keep in mind, it always comes out of the bank, but then we requisition it and get it back.
Right.
Yeah. We
just
won't have anything to
requisition
to get
it back
after May.
So it's pure cash.
Yes.
Yes.
With no return.
Yeah. With no reimbursement.
Exactly.
But again, I mean, it's just business. I mean,
oh, absolutely.
It's a manageable process. So.
Yes. It's not going to be 2.75 at one time.
Yeah.
So if you can keep as much as possible invested until it's due, that
we still have the opportunity to earn $3,000 to $4,000, $5,000 off of that money over the 3 months that we're spending it out.
I agree.
Did we? What was the most we ever had in MBS as far as the balance?
$3 million.
$3 million.
Okay. Okay. Yep. Okay. And it's tough. And it's tough right now to say you want to put more in MBS because it is locked up. And
at this point, the. How much we earn in either MBS or VIP is less important to me than the fact that we are being...
That something's going in both of them.
That we are proactive and we can go back to the citizens and say, hey, we're not sitting on our thumbs here. We're doing the best we can. This is what the rate environment is, but we're not allowing it to sit in a very low interest or no interest environment. So Wells just started paying us interest, huh?
There was
a recalculation on how they did the fees, and we're actually reflecting a little bit of interest now.
That doesn't have anything to do with how much we kept in there in November and December, does it? Or is it just strictly because of January, February?
It's an analysis. So basically, if you have that kind of money in there,
they
offset your fees, and you're going to get something. Because the balances are typically not that high, it doesn't offset or offsets the fees, but we don't earn anything.
Yeah.
So yes, that's directly related to the 17 and the
million.
Okay.
So, anyway,
Michael. Oh my gosh.
I know that you really like hearing about numbers this early in the morning. So.
Oh man, I'm all over that. I'm gonna go home. I'm gonna go back to school and make kids do push-ups. Make me feel better. Give me the warm fuzzies. That's okay. Your grandchild is.
Thanks.
All right. And we talked about investment of funds, so we've covered just about anything. Is there anything else we wanted to cover?
I can't think of anything. Meeting of the minds on it, that's all that really matters.
Yeah. Logs, we're making as much as we possibly can. Oh, gosh. All righty, do we have a motion to adjourn? I'm sorry. You want to ask me what's going on in this room, but my head is like... do we have a motion to adjourn?
Need some allergy medicine?
I don't take medicine.
I make a motion to adjourn.
Second.
I was wondering if either one of y'all were ever going.
I can't say anything, so...
I know, yeah.
Otherwise, right. I would have made
it. We have a motion to adjourn. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Chair votes aye. Motion passes 3-0. We are adjourned.